Welcome to AdultBibleStories.com, our vicarious God and his vicarious people, and we're going to live through God's Word. We weren't in the Old Testament, but we can vicariously understand because God put his Word out for us too. So, going to verse 38, or chapter 38, but chapter 37, the dry bones, which was fulfilled, I think, in World War II, 1945, and then 1948, Israel became a nation. So, dry bones did come alive again. The Jewish nation became alive again. Verse 24, so my servant David shall be their king over them, which is talking about Jesus, but also talking about, I think, when the little reign, that King David will also rule over Jerusalem himself, where Jesus rules over everything. Chapter 38, Gog and Magog, I will turn you about and put my hooks into your jaws. I think we're living that life. We're certainly living in that season right now where nations are returning to where they are. Returning to their evilness or returning to their whatever. And so God is putting hooks in people's jaws and drawing us into war to finish this thing up. So a lot of the Old Testament is not finished yet. So anybody who thinks the Old Testament has no meaning for us nowadays, you're wrong. So chapter 38, verses 8, after many days you will be mustered. In the latter years you will go against the land that is restored from war, the land whose people were gathered from many. The latter years, talking about us. Chapter 39, verse 9, then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and make figs of the fires of the weapons and burn them, shields and bucklers, bow and arrows and clubs and spears. And so they'll make fires of them for 7 years. So there seems to be a war that takes 7 years to clean up. That hasn't happened yet. So a lot of people believe that's the war of Gog and Magog. In fact, what's going on in Israel right now, some people think we're right on the preface of that. Maybe so. Some people think that 7 years is doing the tribulation. I don't know. I don't know how you're going through the tribulation. Maybe that's why it takes so long to clean up. 7 years. Don't know. Chapter 39, verses 22, the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward, and the nations shall know the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity because they dealt so treacherously with me. So when Jesus comes back, Jesus is not coming back because he told the Jews before he left, he says, you'll not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So all Israel will be saved. There's going to be a lot of Jewish people that die before Jesus returns. But when Jesus returns, every Jew that is there will call upon the name of the Lord and that are saved. And the house of Israel for 1,000 years, all the nations, all the Gentile nations of the world will come to see Jesus at least 3 times a year. We'll give them offerings, though some nations won't. But the Jewish nation will rule. And the scripture, Paul talks about the one new man, the Jew and Gentile. And that when the Jew is brought in, you thought God saved a lot of Gentiles when the Jews forsake God. But when the Jews embrace God, there's going to be even a greater amount of Gentile revival, which is the millennial reign. There's going to be a whole lot more Gentiles saved during millennial reign than there ever was, since Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected and Gentiles came into the faith. And chapter 39:29 says, and I will not hide my face anymore from them when I pour out my spirit upon the house of Israel, declares the Lord of God. Isn't that good to hear? Chapter 40 is a vision of the new temple. 41 is talking more about the temple. 42, 43, verse 4, 43:4 says, as the glory of the Lord into the temple by the gate facing east. The gate on facing east of Jerusalem has been closed since Jesus left. It's going to be open when Jesus returns. There have been times in the past that people try to open and couldn't. It's not, or it's been stopped by one way or another. Goes on in chapters or verse 7, and he said to him, son of man, this is the place of my throne, the place of my soles and my feet, where I'll dwell in the midst of my people of Israel forever. So Jesus is returning to Jerusalem. He's not returning to Oklahoma City. He's not returning to Beijing. He's not returning to Kosovo. He's returning to Jerusalem. Chapter 44, the gate of the prince. So it's talking about the gate. You really need to read this. There's a lot of stuff in these last chapters of Ezekiel that has not yet been fulfilled. Chapter 46, let's say the Lord of God, the Prince of the Feast, the gate of the inner court, and faces six and 6 days working, but on the seventh it shall be opened. Shall be opened on the day of the new moon, shall be opened. So it's talking about holidays, holy days. 46 verses 9, when the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed feast, he who enters by the north gate to worship shall go out by the south gate. So it's talking, so it's telling us how, you know, procedures and policies about this new millennial reign. Chapter 47 verses 8, and he said to me, this water flows towards their eastern region and goes down into the Araba and enters the sea. When the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. So I guess we're going to lose our seawater. Revelation says everything in the seas dies anyway, so I guess all the, you know, saltwater sea life is going to have to, well, if it's dead, it's going to be dead, but I guess God's going to restore all of it to the millennial reign, and so I guess it's going to be in fresh water then. Chapter 47, verse 12, in the banks of both sides of the river, there will be growing all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but their fresh fruit every month. So this kind of sounds like heaven. Because, you know, talking about Revelation, heaven, there's a fruit trees on both sides with 12 fruits for every month and leaves to heal the nations. So it sounds like there's something similar going to be here. Of course, we're supposed to be praying the Lord's Prayer, that our will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's going to start to happen during the millennial reign. And then we're down to Ezekiel 48, verses 30, the gates of the city, and talks about the city seems like to be a big square. Because if you've ever seen Star Trek, and it's probably done this on purpose, you know, Star Trek has this enemy, the Borg, I guess is what it is. And so their enemy, their Borg is, you know, they are one, and everybody has to comply, and their spaceship is a big square. So probably is attack on Christianity and the New Jerusalem, because the New Jerusalem is square. And of course, a lot of Christians, I know from the enemy, are declared that we don't have a mind or will of our own, that we're just complying, that we're just, you know, just sheep, and it's not true. We're here by our own free will. In fact, we're the only ones that have free will. We're not in bondage anymore. It's the people that don't know Christ who are in bondage and don't even know it. But anyway, that is Ezekiel. Very good book. I can't wait to read it again. It's in 2024. So go ahead and finish it. Finish it, you know, this month. It is a good read, and you'll get much from it, because our vicarious God and his vicarious people.